There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The best comment on last November's election came from that perennial politician, Senator Ted Kennedy. He said, "People want to know who's on their side." The biggest block of swing voters includes people variously called blue-collar workers, skilled workers, or Reagan Democrats. President Ronald Reagan's victories absolutely depended on their support. But Presidents Bush 1 and 2 kicked them away from the Republican Party, particularly on the issue of jobs. I hope the 2006 election taught Republicans that it is smart to be friends of the middle class. Jobs will surely be the number one issue in 2008. Ohio has lost its manufacturing base. Some of the good jobs went to plants that were outsourced overseas, and some disappeared as cheap Chinese goods from Walmart replaced small businesses and left behind towns with empty streets and boarded up windows. Incumbent Republican Senator Mike DeWine was badly defeated by Democrat Sherrod Brown, whose campaign ads showed him standing in front of a sign that said, "Plant closed." Almost every one of the Republican members of Congress who bit the dust in the 2006 election had been an enthusiastic booster of the globalist agenda, NAFTA, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization, Fast Track, Permanent Normal Trading Relations, and free trade agreements with countries most Americans never heard of. The United States has lost over 3 million manufacturing jobs since George Bush became president. The middle class is not placated by feel-good talk that the stock market has climbed to a record high, or that unemployment is at a record low, or by glib slogans that free trade is good for the economy, or protectionism is a nasty word. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And yes, indeed, we do expect friends in government and industry to protect American jobs against unfair competition from foreigners who work for 30 cents an hour.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he's a nobody and nobody's perfect, therefore he's perfect, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and I am not perfect. I tell you what, we're going to have to do something about G.B. G.B. Oliver III, Executive Director of Paragon Foundation, he gets more fan mail than I do. He gets, you know...
That's because he has a face for radio.
I guess. Anyway, here's a brag letter. And I hate to air this because he may be listening. But your broadcast is not a show. It is a program because you inform and educate your audience. You do not seek to entertain us, as I would expect with the mainstream media. This is why I believe most people listen intently to what you present. I especially enjoy the broadcast with you and G.B. Oliver. You know, we just don't get brag letters ever that they don't mention G.B. I feel a little bit like Dale Evans used to when she got third billing all the time. She was always under Roy Rogers and Trigger. And then Dale. And, you know, it's kind of that way with G.B., but that's all right. That's all right. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Anyway, we have more on the North American Union, and this goes all the way back, ladies and gentlemen, to 1993. And I was telling Jeff a minute ago, I'm going to have to get a list of the presidents with the dates that they were in office on, because I can't remember. I think 1993 it was, and don't call me, it doesn't make any difference, but I think that goes back to Reagan. Anyhow, our good friend Jerome Corsi has been digging some more, and the more he digs, the more he finds. Now, the United States has been messing with this thing since 1993. For whatever it's worth, and I'm going to start with the end of the program first here, but the CanMex USA Working Group can further be traced to October of 1993, when the International Civil Aviation Organization completed its Global Communications, Navigation, and Surveillance Air Traffic Management Implementation and Transition Plan. Now, that's a lot of big words, and it goes, as I say, back to 1993, which was what? That's 14 years.
That was Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Yes, sir.
Was Bill in 93? Did we have Bill Clinton?
Yes, he took office in January of 93.
Okay. Anyway, thank you for that information. Did somebody call that in, or did you look it up?
I had to look it up.
Okay, good enough. We usually, I mention something like that, and then the phone's all light up, and everybody wants to straighten me out.
You told them not to call?
I told them not to call, but that doesn't... People don't do what I tell them to do. Anyway, I haven't found anybody yet that does what I tell them to do. After working with Beth all these years, come on.
Well, Muggs, your dog Muggs does pretty good, doesn't he? Not as good as your other dog that could start the car.
Muggs does a lot better if I've got the stock stick out.
Gotcha.
She'll watch that stick a lot closer than she will listening to me.
And she can't turn your truck off, can she?
No. Have I told that on the air?
You told it one time.
Yeah, I had a dog.
You trained your dog to turn the truck on or off, was it?
Off.
Off.
Yeah, I'd leave it running, leave a door open. And I'd say, Dugan, turn the truck off and come out here. And he'd do it. Anyway, let's go back now to this, to what Jerome Corsi has come up with. But his article is titled, this is WorldNet Daily article, Here Come the Mexican Airplanes. We were first thinking about the Mexican trucks. By the way, now they're saying, oh, it was all that freight coming from Mexico that broke the bridge down in Minneapolis. Okay. The United States has built 9 navigation systems. Now, that's your money, my money, Jeff's money, GB's money, everybody's money. We have built 9 navigation systems for Mexico and Canada under this SPP. That's a Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Jerome says it's a first step toward establishing the satellite infrastructure needed to create a North American air traffic control system. Now, they've been working on this since 2004, on this North American air traffic control system. This is 2007. Jeff, I don't believe we were talking about the North American Union in 2004. I'm sure we weren't. I think it was just really about a year ago that we came out with most of the details on this thing. The Secretary of Transportation at that time was Norman Mineta. And in September of 2004, he wrote, We must make flying throughout North America as seamless as possible if we are to truly reap the rewards of the expanding global economy. So we're spending our money in Mexico and Canada building these things for them. In 2005 now, again, with the Security and Prosperity Partnership, I didn't remember that at 2005. Last year was 2006, but here again, I don't know. Time flies whether you're having fun or not. So it could have, I mean, I'm sure Corsi has done his homework on this, so he says it's in 2005. In order to increase navigational accuracy across the region, 5 wide area augmentation system stations were installed in Canada and Mexico. Now, they did that in 2005. Working through the North American Aviation Trilateral, whatever that is. I mean, I know what the trilateral is. It's U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Has built for Mexico stations at 5 locations. Additionally, the United States has built 4 in Canada. Now, when we come back, we'll go into a little more detail on all of this, but we're spending our money building this stuff in Mexico and Canada. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Now, back to this security and prosperity partnership and this wide area augmentation system that has to do with air travel between Mexico, United States, and Canada. As we just mentioned a moment ago, working through the North American Aviation Trilateral, the U.S. has built Mexico five of these things, and four we've put in Canada. Apparently, we're doing this all by our lonesome out here, at least as far as furnishing the money is concerned. The discussions are underway to create a North American air traffic control system complete with Federal Aviation Administration issuance of certification for Canadian and Mexican airspace. It would involve Canadian and Mexican foreign nationals operating and maintaining United States air navigation equipment as part of a continental global navigation satellite system. Now, did you get that global part? This is just going to be part of a global navigation satellite system. So we're building it. Apparently, we already have this in the United States. So we're building it now for them in Canada and Mexico, but it's going to be global. So we'll probably be building it all over the world. Who knows? Anyway, the Secretary of Transportation is Mary Peters, and she said, "I look forward to the day when it is as easy for an airline to start new service between Tucson and Montreal or Monterey as it is between Tucson and Austin. In other words, she wants the thing to be North American Union, okay? She goes on to say, it has never been more important to connect these networks, coordinate our policies, and remove the barriers that keep large and growing volumes of goods and travelers from moving efficiently across our borders. At the meeting, no, she goes on to, let me see. Let me start over. It has never been more important to connect these networks, coordinating our policies, and remove the barriers that keep large and growing volumes of goods and travelers moving efficiently across our borders. We see the opportunity of in aviation as especially promising. Okay, that's going to keep the Mexican trucks from breaking down more bridges. At the meeting, which went virtually unreported in the United States mainstream media, Peters said the 2005 Air Service Agreement between the United States and Mexico and the Open Skies Accord signed with Canada lift restrictions on continental travel to provide for free and open trans-border air travel. Now, you know, I don't know. I know nothing about this. But I've flown to Mexico. I've flown to Argentina. I've flown to Australia. I've flown to Japan. I've flown to Korea. I've flown to Taiwan. I'm just trying to think. I've flown to Rome. We didn't have this then. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Now, as I stated a moment ago, I'm using Jerome R. Carsey's article that is in the WorldNet Daily today. And he's talking about this North American Union that's a North American air traffic control system. And then they go on to say, what we want now is free and open trans-border air travel on a global basis. So the Air Services Australian and Australian Airspace Management Organization also intends to leverage the FAA investment in the GBAS technology to advance what ultimately would become a world standard satellite-based airspace navigation system. And like I said, we're paying for this, at least in Mexico and Canada, all right? Then, here's where we go all the way back to Bill Clinton. The FAA website documents that a CANMEX USA, and they spell that CAN/MEX/USA working group, held its first meeting in Mexico in June of 1995. The CANMEX USA working group can further be traced to October 1993, when the International Civil Aviation Organization completed its Global Communications, Navigation, and Surveillance Air Traffic Management Implementation and Transition Plan. Now, you see, this has all been planned all of these years, and we're just now beginning to hear about it. And I go back to the news media all the time. You never hear any of this on the news media.
Oh, people wouldn't care about that.
Yes, people care about that. And just like this one particular writer said here on my email, we try to educate the audience. You do not seek to entertain us. This is why I believe most people listen intently. We need to listen intently. We need to study these documents. We need to know what's going on. I have an interesting thing. I just found it today. It came in the... Again, a listener emailed it to me. And, Jeff, are you there where you can talk a minute? I can't remember exactly what was that document that they were looking for, because maybe somebody out here in the listening audience has it.
The Young Executives Report.
Young Executives Report. And it was written, this report was written by some of the multinational corporations back how many years ago? Can you remember?
Was it 1972 or before that?
Because you can't get it off of the...
It's hard to find at this point. There were some implications in the CED report of 65 that this plan was about, and that's also in that latest document.
Right.
You put
if
on
we
your
could
desk.
Get that, it is a tremendous report. Now, I have a summary of it, but I need the report so I can actually verify it. It was printed... I should have brought it in here. It was printed, according to the information I had, in the
1972 congressional record.
In 72.
That was Nixon.
All right, but we can't get 72 off of the internet, can we? On the congressional record?
No, it only goes back to 1983, I believe. I think the report's official title, and I could be wrong on this, was the plan to liquidate farmers.
That's what it's all about.
Sure.
Saying, hey, we got to get rid of these farmers.
So it said it right there in the title, what its design was. But I'm sure we're still looking on it.
Well, if someone out there, you know, I'm just thinking of the people that I know that listen. Somebody with RCAF or maybe the National Farmers Union or the AAM, some of those people might have a copy of this thing. But it's a death certificate for American agriculture is what it is. Anyway, if you have that, what was it? I'm going to write it down this time so I don't forget. What was a copy of it, the title of it?
The plan to liquidate farmers, but it was put out under the Young Executives Report.
Young Executives Report.
And that was an official USDA document.
Did
circa 1972.
Okay, now you did a Google on Young Executive Report, did you not?
Every which way, yes, sir.
And couldn't find it?
Not much, no. I didn't find it, not much even referencing it, and I have put some feelers out myself, but nonetheless, it's got to be out there somewhere.
Well, if see, that's just like this, this report that came out on the committee of, not the foreign relations, but what was that committee that came out back in the 1950s? Actually, it goes back to the 1940s. Golly, CED report, the Committee on CED.
Economic Development.
Committee on Economic Development came out with this. And we just found it here just a few short years ago. And it was saying exactly the same thing and telling exactly how they were going to go about doing it. So, anyway, if you just look at agriculture and look at the empty farmhouses sitting around, you can see that, hey, their plan's been working. And let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose to $675 an ounce Wednesday on a weaker dollar after the Fed statement and a threat from China. Gold closed in New York up $3.90 to $674.80 an ounce. The Chinese government has begun a concerted campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting it may liquidate its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries if Washington imposes trade sanctions to force a yuan revaluation. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions, $3 and $4, with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go into some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel span buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this Quonset-style building.
It went together very easily, and the birds don't have a place to roost in there, and it's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't miss out on my 50x50 Quonset-style building special for $8,600. I can only offer this at this price until Thursday. Call me for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, the worse your line is tangled, the better the fishing is all around you. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones, Jeff. We have a caller from Iowa, is it? Hi. Yeah. You're on the air.
Okay. About 6 weeks ago, we sold hogs, and I told you they... doctors about $5 to $100 on account of teeth were too hard.
Okay, but what about the premise registration?
Well, anyway, yesterday we sold two more logs, Yesterday we got a letter, and we can't sell no more hogs to this outfit unless we have an ID card.
A premise ID?
Yep, that's right.
Now, you said two more loads of hogs?
Yeah, no. We sold one load, their teeth were too hard, and they docked us. And the next load, the same out of the same bunch of hogs, their bones are too hard. And now we got a letter, a month later, that we can't sell no more hogs unless they have an ID card.
Do you care to say who you're selling to?
I won't say. I won't say.
Do you have any competition up there?
None.
Yeah,
50 years ago, my neighbor, he bought for 21 packing houses, and now we don't know where we're going.
Yeah, see, this is the thing.
Yeah.
They have literally, and once they get this national animal ID in, people is going to be that way with cattle as well as hogs and poultry.
And milk.
Milk's the same way right now, you bet. Hey, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thanks.
But we do not have, it's been 25, 30 years ago. I asked a fellow one time, he said he was going to raise turkeys. I said, who are you going to sell them to? Well, there's a market for turkeys. No, there's no market for them. There's a market for the meat, but there's no market for the turkeys. You've got to get somebody like Cargill or one of the major players in the game. If you're not part of the deal, you're not going to get in. And once they get you hooked, you're just going to be a slave for them. You're going to be working for them at your expense, but at their will. Whatever they say, you have to do it. And I tell you, it's a sad situation. But that is the way it is. Do you have a caller there, or do I need to go on? Because when I start the next portion, I want to go on. Okay. We have had Dave Dabenmeyer on the show on numerous occasions, and he has an excellent article out in newswithviews.com today concerning public schools. And he talks about public. And I wanted to use just much of his article because I agree with him 100%. He's talking about a public library who was putting up a fight over the placement of... This public library was putting up a fight over the placement of sexually suggestive books in the children's section of the library. A politically incorrect parent complained about the placement of such materials in an area that was open to the young eyes. He says it seemed that the local librarian got all bent out of shape over the attempt of the parent to censure the children educational materials that the library board had deemed appropriate. In other words, the librarian didn't think the parent had any complaint about this whatsoever. Now then, he goes on and he talks about public here. And the coach says, anything labeled public in America is becoming increasingly decadent. Public schools, public libraries, public restrooms, public beach, public streets, public radio, public television, public opinion are all just curtains that the God-denying seculists hide behind. Public is coming to mean you pay for what I want to do. Give us your money and we'll tell you what's best for you and your family. And then he goes on into public schools. Now, the public schools had this, a bunch of parents came in and they had some concerns about what they were teaching in school. So they called the coach. They said, coach, what should we do? We think it's horrible what they're exposing our kids to at such a young age. Somebody is going to have to do something about it. He said they wanted to hire me as a mercenary, free of charge, of course, because I had experience in this type of thing. Let me take the fire as they hide in pews and watch. He says, let me ask you a few questions. He says, who pays for the public schools? Whose children are being educated? And who is responsible for training those children? The schools are paid for with your tax dollars. The teachers, school board, and superintendent all work for you. You buy the books. You pay for the buses. You pay the utilities. You pay the teacher salaries and build the buildings. In many cases, you're tithe more to the schools than you do to your church. Yet you have no say. Some expert in Washington knows what is best for your kid, even though they don't know him, his parents, or his community. The children, says Dabenmeyer, belong to the Lord. He has merely put them in the care of earthly parents. They do not belong to the teachers. They do not belong to the school board, the superintendent, the National Education Association, or the Gay and Lesbian Task Force. George Bush doesn't own them, Congress doesn't own them, and the Supreme Court is not their family. If you have children, it is because God has entrusted them to you. The responsibility for training children falls to the parents. You will live with the consequences of what your children are taught. To turn the education of them over to people who will teach them things that are in opposition to everything that you as the parents believe is to bastardize them. They have your genes, but someone else's values. What more defines a child as yours? Is it the fact that he looks like you, or is it because he thinks like you? If you believe in your values, why wouldn't you want your children to be taught them? Why would you pay the freight for your school to teach your children things you don't believe? So you want a plan? I'll give you a plan, he says. Call everyone that you know, every pastor, every elder, every church member, every Sunday school teacher, and ask them to join us at the school board meeting next Monday. If you do that, if you rally a crowd, I'll go and speak on your behalf. We will demand that the homosexual agenda be removed from our schools, that comprehensive sex education be aborted, that abstinence education be the only thing taught, and that every student be taught creationism as the origin of the species. We will make it clear that until our demands are met, not one of us will ever vote for a school levy again. And we will encourage everyone we know to oppose government indoctrination of our kids. They work for us. The school board will never see the light until they feel the heat. I say it's time we turned up the temperature. In the back of the room, he said, a cowardly man stood up. This seems pretty radical stuff to me, he said. There are a lot of good people working in the schools. They do the best they can to educate our children with all of the restraints that are put on them. And then he hid behind his skirt, he says. I'll have to pray about it. I'd have to be led by the Lord to do that. Really? Dabenmeyer said. What is there to pray about? Let me sharpen the picture a bit for you, sir. If someone was breaking into your house to rape your daughter, would you have to pray about your response? If you found a predator online trying to make a rendezvous with your 12-year-old, would you have to pray about that? If your neighbor was window peeping into your bedroom, would you have to pray about it? If a drug dealer was standing on the corner giving marijuana to children, would you have to pray about it? If your babysitter were feeding your child poison, would you seek the Lord about what to do? He said, do you pray before you go fishing? Do you pray before you play golf? Do you seek the Lord about going to a football game? Do you seek the Lord's guidance before you put your kids on the yellow school bus from hell? He said, silence isn't golden, it's yellow. Sorry to sound so judgmental, but that guy was a male, but he was not a man. He was more a coward than a Christian, so here's where I left it. I told them that I am more than willing to lead a fight to reclaim our schools, but that I was not interested in falling on my sword. If they want to fight and fight to win, then I'm willing to help organize the troops. My next step into battle will only be initiated after I have heard from 10 local pastors who are willing to reclaim the education of our children. Just 10. 10 men who truly understand the importance of education and the role it plays in the preparation of our Christian culture. Just 10. 10 godly men who believe the future of Christianity demands action and will go stand with me at that meeting. I'm still waiting. No calls, no men. Our children continue to be pummeled by the ungodly in the government educational system. Where are the watchmen? Where are those who love their children more than they love their comfort? Who love truth more than a lie? Who love the Lord more than their possessions? Then he quotes James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is a sin. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Is waiting.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephone. Quint, hi, you're on the air, Quint.
Hey, Derry, long-time listener, first-time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask your opinion about Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas that's running for president. I know that you are red-blooded American like the rest of us and love freedom and liberty, and he seems like the only candidate that supports the Constitution once again. And I was just wondering what you thought about him not being able to get on the mainstream news media.
Well, it's quite obvious he's not on the mainstream news media. They've done everything they can to ignore him, and it's going to continue, I think. Now, where do you stand on this? What can you do to get him on the news media?
I mean, I don't know what I can do. I've sent Bill O'Reilly a talking points memo, and the mainstream media says they're inundated with emails and phone calls to get this congressman on there, and they put him on there, then they just laugh at him and make fun of his principles and his ideas and his philosophy of government, which is funny since it's the closest that I've ever seen to our founding fathers. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if your listeners get on the internet as much as a lot of my friends and I do, but I've seen that he's won every single debate by landslide votes. This debate in Iowa last Sunday, he won, I think, with 22,000 votes, and Mitt Romney is the closest candidate that had other votes with him. He only had 3,200.
Now, I didn't see the debate. Did you?
I didn't see it live. I watched it
But you did hear it. So he was on the air. I mean, he was one of the debaters.
Yeah. But I didn't feel that they gave him, when George Stephanopoulos asked a question about tax reform, he didn't even address it to Ron Paul. He addressed it to 8 out of the other 10 candidates. And I just thought that was pretty funny, since Ron Paul's the only candidate that's running, basically one of his platforms he's running on is getting rid of the IRS and the federal income tax. How do you not ask him about tax reform? But
you know, he would not only get rid of the IRS, he would do away with the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah. I mean, he's a patriot.
You know, I don't have any of that information here. Perhaps you do. Do you have those talking points that give us a little rundown about how he's been in Congress 20 years and he has never he's never voted for a tax increase for Congress?
Yep, he's never voted for a tax increase. He's never taken a government paid junket. He's been in Congress for 20 years and he's not participating in taking a congressional pension. He didn't vote to raise the congressional salary. And every year, he returns a portion of his salary to the budget of the National Treasury. I mean, it's a kind of an oxymoron to say this, but I guess it seems like he's an honest politician, or at least consistent, which, I mean, like I said, that's an oxymoron, but he's something else, and I just, you know, wish...
You know, politically correctness, politically... incorrect people just don't have a chance with today's news media. That's what it amounts to. But hey, Quint, appreciate the call. Keep up the good work. Keep pushing for him. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
You know, if I could have whatever I wanted, I would have a mile-long carnival with tons of fast rides and roller coasters and one pass that would let me ride everything.
Hey, kid, wake up. Just go to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia. You'll find a mile-long carnival with rides and games for everyone. With the unlimited spin daily deal, you get unlimited carnival rides for any one day for just $25 at break time stores. Even bigger is the big ticket, which gets you admission into the fair and unlimited carnival rides for all 11 days. It's only $55 if bought in advance at participating Lowe's stores and $60 at the fair. Unbelievable? Believe it, but it's only at the Missouri State Fair. Check out all the deals at mostatefair.com. Where else can you have so much fun? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime!
You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and The Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. And we're in the home stretch. Let's go back to the telephones. Elizabeth, hi, you're on the air, Elizabeth.
Hi, Derry. I saw the same thing happen with Alan Keyes that is happening to Ron Paul now.
Right.
He's not getting the coverage, and therefore he's not going to get the money. He's not going to get...
You know, interestingly enough, he's getting the money.
Well,
I don't know about
it won't be enough. I feel like it won't be enough.
Yeah,
so do you have to buy the presidency now? It is not an honest man gets the job anymore.
Well, here's what I believe, totally, that, and I've written several articles in the Chronicle about the puppeteers and who makes the puppets jump. These people are picked ahead of time.
Right, I agree.
I don't think there's any, I mean, the national, or the international bankers, the people that are behind the World Monetary Fund, the IMF, or the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, they're the ones that set the pace. They're the ones that that pick the people.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that once they get in office, they pull the strings. I remember Ross Perot real well. You know, he had enough money. He could do it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Barbara Walters. She oohed and aahed over Ross Perot. And he was getting a lot of publicity. And it looked like, and you know, he made the statement, if I can get on all 50 state ballots, he said, I'll run for the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And he got on all 50 state ballots. And then he backed out. Well, now, they threatened to kill him or do something.
Right. Well,
or he wouldn't have backed out like that. Now, here's where I think he was wrong. I mean, he's lived a fun life. If that would have been me, I'd said, you know, I've had a good time while I'm here. If you want to kill me, go ahead. But before we do that, we're going to be on every radio station and every network in the country, because he could have gotten it done, see? He should have done it, had it all taped ahead of time, and then told him, look, here's, and I'd have pointed out who's doing it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But he backed out. He's just like Devin Meyer said about the preachers, they're not going to get out and fight. They're going to, you know, they hide behind their skirt.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hey, we saw it happen. We saw it happen with Alan Keyes. We saw it happen with Ross Perot, and so it goes. But hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to somebody. Who do we have here? Dennis, I believe. Dennis, hi, you're on the air, Dennis.
Yeah, Mr. Brownfield. I just wanted to bring up some information about Mr. Paul. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a good article on News with Views this week. It's called The Ron Paul Mystique.
Yeah, I've seen that.
This lady by the name of Sandra J. Miller, she went into the background of Ron Paul and his voting record, which I really think people ought to understand his voting record before we go off on the deep end on Mr. Paul. Because everybody's complaining right now about all the stuff coming in from Red China, about Mr. All the stuff coming in from Red China. And it might be interesting to know that Mr. Paul was one of those who voted every time most favored nation status with Red China came up. He voted for it.
I don't know.
So I think we have him to him and others like him in the Congress to hold responsible for what's happening coming in from Red China.
Okay, let's take another quick call very quickly. Dennis. Dan, I'm sorry. Dan, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you, sir. My name's Traveling Dan. I just have a real quick question. I'm curious, how much longer do we as United States citizens have to keep on paying for the big mistakes that our leaders are making? Seems like if they're making the mistakes, don't you think they should be responsible instead of putting the bills on us?
Well, you make a good point. And we could do that not only with our leaders, but we could do that with our bureaucrats as well. I'm talking about the Forest Service and the BLM and all of these. This is supposed to be a government by the people, of the people, and for the people. But, hey, we have very little to say about how our money is spent, where it goes. And we're out of time, and now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Happy trails to you.
A message for